Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Good afternoon.
Hello, Elias.
Ha ha! And what shall we discuss this day?
Ah, this sunny day, I thought. Well, you know, I think I'm going to take you from where we were the last time. And first of all, tell you that I feel so much better. Thank you, Elias.
Ah, congratulations.
I feel so much better. You know, I feel like I've moved on from all that. You know, I still have a bit of residue left, but I'm moving on completely from it. Thank God. And but the only thing is just that based on that, it just still, you know, I'm still wondering exactly what to do about my career. Where to move, what to move on completely. You know. Like just still wondering how to move on. That's all.
And do you incorporate any ideas of what you want to do?
Yes, I want to do my, the kind of job I already do with these people, you know, right? But I want to do it in the cartoon format. It's just that I'm still thinking that I want to have money to do that kind of thing, the kind of job I want to do, you know, to set it up. And so it seems that I'm just immobile now, like, oh God, am I going to create that now? You know?
I would express to you, first of all, the suggestion that you allow yourself to engage your imagination, not in conventional manners. Not to be engaging your imagination in the direction of how to create a business or how to generate money. No, in unconventional manners, allowing yourself to wander. In a manner of speaking, allowing yourself to generate and engage imagination in a similar manner to daydreaming, which I am aware that you can be quite creative in this type of action. In that, what that allows you to do is it allows you to disconnect from anticipating and planning, and therefore it allows you to disconnect from anxiety and projecting futurely, and it also allows you an avenue in which you can engage your own creativity more effectively. For this will allow you to inspire yourself in different manners, which will allow you to translate those imaginings in different avenues that you can apply within practical expressions. When I express to you to engage imagination in a daydreaming type of manner, what I am expressing is allow yourself to engage fantasy, or what you term to be fantasy. Perhaps creating a scene that you can engage with fairies and enormous butterflies or dragons and flying horses, that you can engage a fun participation with. This may seem initially to be somewhat silly and impractical, but in actuality, it allows you a freedom that actually becomes an inspiration in allowing you to open yourself to new avenues that you would not necessarily have incorporated as ideas of how to proceed. In this also, I would offer another suggestion.
Yeah.
Rather than incorporating time frameworks in which you are projecting and anticipating and becoming anxious as to what you should do or what you will do, allow yourself to engage the thought of what you want to do, and with that, allow yourself to feel yourself doing it now. That changes your energy. And in changing your energy, you change your magnet.
All right.
Your energy is very likened to a magnet. And the energy that you project outwardly creates that effect of a magnet, and it pulls to it whatever matches the energy that you are projecting. Therefore, if you are allowing yourself to not merely think of what you want, but to also feel that and experience it now, that creates a different type of energy being projected, and that magnet pulls to you that experience and pulls to you avenues in which you can create that. But there is also an involvement of doing. And the doing aspect of it is to be aware of what you are expressing and to be engaging actions that will reinforce that magnet to draw to you what you want. Now, the doing can be in many different types of actions. It is not a doing of seeking out this particular business or employment or manners in which you can create that. The doing are actions that reinforce your confidence in your abilities. Just as I have expressed previously, all that you do is interrelated. It is all interconnected. Regardless of whether it appears surfacely to be connected, for the actions themselves may seem completely unrelated, but it is the energy that interconnects all of your actions. Therefore, when you are within your home or engaging a friend or engaging your present employment, the manner in which you engage the actions can be contributants to that magnet, to drawing to you what you want to create. It is a matter of generating the actions, the feeling or the experiencing and the thinking now that is associated with what you want. If you are engaging an interaction with a friend, it would be a matter of being aware that you are present and that you are allowing yourself to genuinely appreciate the interaction and enjoying yourself. If you are within your home, alone, individually, generating any of your mundane actions, allowing yourself to be present in that and appreciating what you are doing, even if it is sipping a cup of tea, feeling your own confidence in that action and appreciating the action and allowing yourself to enjoy yourself. And also in time frameworks in which you may notice yourself slipping into somewhat of an anxiety or somewhat of worrying or anticipating, merely acknowledging that, not attempting to push it away, not attempting to change it, but acknowledging, this is what I am doing in this moment, and not feeding it more energy by worrying about the worrying. Therefore, you diffuse it. You allow yourself to be experiencing whatever you are experiencing without judgment. And you allow yourself to diffuse that more quickly, for you are not fighting with yourself.
Yes. Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, you know, Elias, going from that, I realize that sometimes I have a sense of unrealness or not, or like not believing in belief itself or something like that. I don't understand what this belief is really about. For example, it's actually with not genuinely taking things serious. Like, for example, the exercises you've given me, sometimes I just give up, you know, like that's not really what matters. I know that that's what matters, but it's just that I'm not motivated to do it sometimes. I'm not believing in belief itself. I don't know. Can you help me with this?
I'm understanding. And in actuality, this is not unusual. For I will express to you. Generally, as an individual within your reality, you are accustomed to complicating. You are familiar with complicated methods or analyzing or evaluating and dissecting. When you are presented with the simplicity of an action, it appears to be too simplistic and therefore will not accomplish. That in the exercises that I offer, they appear as you view them to be so simplistic that they will not accomplish any success. Therefore, why bother engaging them?
Oh, I do try sometimes, but just I see myself in that thing. You know,
I'm understanding, but even in engaging them, you are also accustomed to immediate gratification.
That's another one,
If you are engaging a method, it should yield a result immediately. Which, in actuality, these exercises that I offer to individuals do begin to yield results immediately, but you may not necessarily be immediately aware of what is occurring. Therefore, if you do not view some significant alteration or a dramatic change immediately, you begin to generate the association that perhaps this is foolish, or what am I doing?
I don't feel that one. It's just the motivation to do it, that's all.
But that is the underlying association that creates the lack of motivation.
Okay.
For it is the lack of an identification of that immediate gratification that creates this underlying association of I do not believe this is ridiculous, and that creates the lack of motivation, and you stop engaging the action. But in stopping engaging the action, you also stop that process.
Yeah. Ah! Alright.
When I express an exercise or suggestion to an individual, I am aware that there are many different branches of it. Regardless of how simple it appears, there are many branches that are occurring when the individual actually engages that exercise. For there are many alterations that occur in the individual's energy. As a fun example, I will express to you, when you engage one of these exercises, before you engage it, your energy field that surrounds you may be, let us say, expressed in a pale yellow. This is hypothetical. When you engage the exercise, your energy field immediately changes and it expands, it becomes bright colors, and it fluctuates in sparks similar to fireworks. In that, it creates an invigoration of your energy. When you stop engaging the exercise, generally speaking, your energy field returns to that pale yellow color.
You know, the exercise I have been doing inside myself, I don't know if you have been aware of that. It's made me a bit feel,
yes.
Is this why I felt fearful recently? Due to sleeping and all that stuff.
That may be partially, yes.
It seems like I'm holding myself to myself, and it seems maybe that's why. Maybe I feel I'm afraid of myself because the exercise is about to look at self within.
Yes. And as you begin to actually engage yourself and you begin to generate that openness and exposing yourself, that can create a response of hesitation or fear. But the fear is being generated in relation to unknown.
I know that.
Which is quite natural. This is not uncommon. And I would express to you the encouragement that if you can risk one step into that fear or that apprehension, you may actually discover that there is a very bright new world beyond it.
You know, let me ask you something. You see, part of that thing has gone into my head. Do you remember when I told you about the man that I saw in my dream who came to give me an electric shock?
Yes.
At the time when I was having issues?
Yes.
This fear has gone into that belief that I hold about. When I do something, you know, when I'm holding myself, for example, like, you know, when I do something, I might be punished. And it seems like I've kind of generated a perception that that man punished me for creating all those issues at that time. Well, I also felt that when I moved away from that, it seems like the man represents me, like, as if I might betray myself.
And I would express quite differently. And offer you the suggestion that perhaps you can perceive this man and these shocks in a different manner, that it is merely a reminder to you to laugh at what you are doing. In similar manner to what I have expressed previously, when you are startled by another individual that approaches you unexpectedly, you initially generate the gasp and the fear and being startled, but you very quickly breathe out and begin to laugh. And you express, "Oh my, you have startled me." And you both laugh. In this, you can perceive this punishment, not as punishment, but as a shock to remind you to laugh at what you are doing.
Thank you very much. Elias, can I just ask you know, that painting of mine? Elias?
Yes?
You know, God Almighty, help me. I've done a lot on that painting. There are lots of more people on the painting now. And many things going on. And I think there seems to be like a portal around the painting as well that I'm creating. But, you know, there's a tree in front of my house. I think I've put a face of a man in front of that tree now. Who is this man?
Ah, this would be another focus of you, which is a future focus.
Oh, God!
This individual, in actuality, may be quite significant to you, for this individual expresses a great sensitivity and generates a very strong energy in that sensitivity, and expresses a very consistent, free expression of gentleness, with all of the individuals that he encounters, which may be beneficial to you to allow yourself to tap into that energy.
For you look so stand up.
Explain.
I mean, look like he's just standing, not moving, just staring. And you know when the trees move, you know, like with his windy, it seems like he's talking.
And in this, perhaps you can allow yourself the avenue of connecting with that energy by connecting with the tree.
It is amazing how I'm hanging focuses around my house. Especially because, you know, I've never said to you or come to you and say this focus on this or this name or something, but I've hung them around my house with pictures.
And perhaps this is a manner in which you are allowing yourself to reinforce yourself.
Definitely. It's interesting. You know, I was also going to ask you about, you know, inside me, it's as if there are two me's inside me. And you know, I know by all the belief, they, you know, in religious belief about a higher power and all that. But you know, when I was just following myself one day, I just started sneezing because I had a thought. And I retraced myself back and I knew the thought that created it. You know, it seems like inside me, now I was perceiving that it seems that inside me there are two inside me. I have a higher power that is, you know, why? Because I thought something and then I'm sneezing. And in that sense, another thought is telling me, oh, this is what you did that created that. You know, why do I need to do it first then if I already know the answer?
For that creates an experience, and that solidifies, in a manner of speaking, what you know. For
so
when you...
It's just me that's inside me. Because sometimes I have two voices and one of them is thinking.
Let me express to you, my dear friend.
Yeah.
You know more than you think you know.
I know.
You are aware of more than you think you are aware of. You are a highly effective and efficient being. And you incorporate many avenues of communication which are all engaged continuously. Therefore, you are offering yourself information continuously, and in that, you are actually aware of much more than you think you are.
That second voice in that way, then I can see it now. Yeah, I understand. I can see that. I can see that. Okay.
Congratulations.
You know, I was also going to ask you, forgotten what I was going to say about some other things on that vision. Well, you know, I was just looking at that imagery, you know, sitting down in my, I had a tape. It depends on things, you know. I don't know if you are aware of King Arthur, about how he pulled his sword from a stone, you know, and he was the only one that could do it out of everybody, and he was pronounced king. Suddenly, on impulse, I put this film on, I was watching it. Then when he got to the part where he was pulling out the sword and then was pronounced king, I put off that film. And then I flipped on my TV now to a different channel entirely, and I got to a channel where they were doing exactly that. And it was exactly the part where he was also pulling out. It was a different scene entirely, you know. And it was in a scene where somebody was trying to pull out something from his stone. And it just kind of showed me that, I don't know, you know, that imagery. What does that mean?
what you were presenting to yourself was a genuine encouragement and acknowledgement of your own strength and your own majesty.
That's interesting. Now, Elias, can we go and talk about my phones?
Yes.
Elias, please, first of all, I'll ask about my mobile phone. Is your energy part of this? What's happening with my mobile phone, the way it beeps?
And what is your assessment?
Elias, that person is... I think it is. Do you love shopping? Because every time I'm going to buy something, that's when my phone will go off and be talking to me. Everybody that I'm with, they explain. I say, what's going on with your phone? I say, well, it's me and this thing. They don't understand what's going on.
It is.
Sometimes when I want to buy something, it comes up. And I'm all right, fine. Because, you know, sometimes I'm quite impulsive. And I go and buy something that I don't feel like maybe I need it at the moment, but I want to go and buy it anyway. And my phone will be beeping. What does that mean?
It is an encouragement.
Good. Okay, well, now let me also go now to my radio. You know, my radio talks to me as well. You know, when I discussed with you before and told you that, and you told me that I wasn't aware because of some of the things I was doing, I realized that my radio is doing that thing with me as well, and that is very efficient as well. You know, because every time I'm thinking those thoughts, I go there, my radio will just go, nah! You know, she's crying. So I know, I'm aware of what's going on. It's just I just want to also know, does it sometimes give me encouragement as well?
Yes.
Because sometimes I feel like it's not saying you are thinking those thoughts, you're just saying, oh, well done.
And I am acknowledging of you that you are actually crediting yourself. Well done.
I'm aware.
I express to you again, well done.
Now, you know, so please go talk to ask you about my friend. You know, I told about a friend of mine who disengaged some time ago, and suddenly in my dream, I saw a picture of him with a group of other soldiers in a camouflage. But he was behind the group in the picture. But immediately I saw the picture, I saw a focus of me sitting in front of that picture, and that was what drew my attention. So immediately I saw the focus of me, I saw him very, very clearly. A man, you know, interesting, tall, handsome, good-looking guy. And I thought, oh, this is me, a long time ago. And then I told my sister who was standing in front of me, I told her to look at the picture. But she wasn't, when she looked at the picture, she was looking at my friend who disengaged. She wasn't looking at the me that was in the picture. So I told her again, I said, please look at this picture. And then I became very, very excited. The more excited I got, eventually the picture flew out of my hand. I knew that I was viewing a focus, but what I didn't understand is, why is my friend who disengaged inside it, and why did my sister keep looking at my friend who disengaged?
This is imagery involving connections. Your connection with this other individual in several other focuses. And an interest or a curiosity of your sibling in association with that familiarity and that connection, and not viewing you, for you were present.
All right.
The other individual was not present, but the energy of the connection between you was present, and the information of the shared connections that you incorporate was present, and you were present, therefore your sibling was not viewing you within the picture, for you were there.
Okay, thank you for that. You know, when I was going through my issues, Elias, I kept seeing my granddad, who died, who disengaged. I knew I kept feeling I was going to die. But was I seeing my granddad because I was feeling I was going to die? Although, because now that I was going to die, I just wanted to die.
Yes, and that offered a comfort.
Ah.
Of a familiarity, and therefore offering a comfort to not create a fear.
You know, I was also going to ask you about death itself. I hold the belief that things die or things finish. Do they really, Elias? Do they really die or finish?
In a manner of speaking, yes. They die. Yes, they die. And yes, in a manner of speaking, they finish in whatever exploration they were engaging. They do not finish completely, for they engage new explorations. And in association with the term of death, that is merely a designation of stopping one exploration and moving to another. That is the reason that I incorporate the term of disengaging, for that is actually, literally, what death is. It is a disengaging from this reality and this exploration and moving into another exploration.
Well, Elias, you know, when you talk like that, it would seem to me also, like, you know, for example, as human beings, we have, Let me give you a personal example. You know the individual that we discussed that I had a relationship with?
Yes.
One of the things that gave me a lot of problem was having to deal with the fact that it's finished, and so I shouldn't feel what I felt. You know? But, and I realized that finishing, that ending, was like a denial.
Yes. Congratulations. That is significant. For you are very correct. Generating the association of finish in terms of finality is incorrect. Just as with death, you, in a manner of speaking, finish, for you disengage from the participation in the physical reality, but you are not finished in the sense of finality, and that reality no longer exists. The reality continues to exist. You continue to be aware of the experience. You are merely disengaging from the participation of that experience and allowing yourself to engage new experiences. But that does not mean that the previous experience is disappeared.
Yeah.
It continues to be a part or a facet of your experiences. Therefore, it continues to be quite real. It is merely that you are choosing to engage a new direction. And you are choosing to stop participating with the previous direction. But you are quite correct, my friend. In that respect, it is not finished, for it does not finish. And in generating the association of that finality, you do create a block in which you are denying yourself. For that creates the suggestion to you that you cannot feel anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Elias, I'm starting to open my eyes again. And I just wonder, you know, the other day when I opened it, I saw a shrine, or something that looked like a carved shrine. And I saw the face of a lion, male lion. I saw it twice. What does the male lion signify to me?
Danger, fear, and also powerfulness and majestic. Therefore, there is somewhat of a paradox. There is an attraction, but there is also hesitation.
Anyway, Elias, you know, I was going to ask you, well, I don't know if I just feel a bit funny about asking you that anyway, but then, you know, somebody told me I was going to have a baby.
And your response?
Well, I didn't respond, I was just looking, thinking inside me, well, I don't know.
And what is your association with this subject?
Well, the association with this subject is, I also dreamt it as well. You know, that I was going to have a baby and, you know, that baby is going to be funny. So I don't know. It's just, I know, don't let this call yourself a dream.
In this time framework, the imagery is symbolic, rather than literal. Although it may become literal futurely if that is a direction that you choose, but in this time framework the imagery is more symbolic in association with yourself and offering yourself, in a manner of speaking, a new birth. And in that, allowing yourself to be genuinely nurturing of yourself as you would with a baby.
Yeah. You know, Elias, I work with little ones. But you know, first of all, every time I'm working with them and I'm sharing with them, I can't seem to appreciate myself, but I'm always appreciating them every minute. I don't understand it, because it's just baffling to me, because I'm telling you, well, I'm just sharing with them, but and they don't understand what I'm trying to say, but I can't seem to appreciate myself when I'm with them.
Which is the significance of this imagery that you have offered to yourself in its symbolism, to allow yourself to see yourself as you see them.
Elias, you know this is funny. I love children, and I always see them as beautiful and everything, you know.
And you are the same.
Hello? But then there's something that exasperates me about them, though. I'm going to tell you that, no matter how much I love them. You know, these children, I'm not just wondering, are they really children of the sheep? Because, you see, they are going through the issues that we are going through as well. For example, some of my kids will come to me and say, Miss, somebody's making me feel jealous, or somebody's not wanting to be friends. You know, it's always what the other person is doing. You know, and every time they come to me and say, I settled the problem because somebody's been bad to another person. And it just makes me wonder. Are they really two children of the sheep?
Let me express to you.
Yes.
You all continue to participate within your physical reality. And therefore, you do generate automatic associations in certain manners, but you will also notice that small ones presently are actually more directing of themselves.
Tell me about it.
Than were you when you were a small one. This is the manner in which it is presenting itself in the difference of small ones now. They are less willing to be directed or dictated to.
Yeah.
They are much more self-directing.
Yes.
This is not to say that they do not engage beliefs, just as you do, for that is an element of the design of your reality. They will always engage beliefs, just as you will always engage beliefs, if you choose to participate in this physical reality, for this is the fabric of this reality. And in that, it is an element of the blueprint of this reality. The shift is not eliminating beliefs, and therefore, you all incorporate your own truths, which are your beliefs that are your guidelines, which influence your expressions, your behaviors, how you perceive yourself and your environment. And these children incorporate beliefs also, and therefore they will also express and behave in conjunction with their beliefs, but you will notice different expressions within them that they are generating more of a self-awareness, that they generate this in very, very young ages, whereas most of you are beginning now to recognize. Therefore, you are all in a manner of speaking, in the same position, they are not, in your terms, ahead of you. They are, in your terms, upon equal footing with you, but they are expressing it at very young ages. You are expressing it now as you offer yourselves information.
I understand more now. You know, I was also going to ask you with regards to that. It seems like they are like me when you said they want instant gratification. You know, I might be in the midst of them and everybody wants the same thing at once. Miss, you know. It's true, and I'm just wondering, how do you deal with that? Because sometimes it gets here.
That partially can be associated with that immediate gratification, but it partially also is related to them being more self-directed, and therefore they are paying attention to themselves more.
What they want, yeah, you're right.
Yes. Therefore, it appears to you, in your perception, that they are being very demanding.
Yeah.
In actuality, in being more self-directing, they are paying attention to themselves quite strongly and allowing themselves to express what they want.
Where, so it's now left for me to ask me instead what I want at that moment.
Yes.
Good. I can deal with that. I can, because I've kind of one day experienced how the energy move when I'm directing it. You know, it lessens when I go for what I want, not exactly what they are wanting. You know.
Yes.
So I know how to do that.
Yes.
I think I'm kind of getting there to an extent. You know, I was also going to ask you, you know, this dating thing I'm doing. And, you know, in my head, I kind of visualize the ideal person that I want. When it falls short of the exact thing, do I make a decision to stop looking or just stay to what is there in the moment?
I would offer the suggestion that you allow yourself to relax and merely allow yourself to generate an openness to what you may present to yourself, rather than generating the work and the effort of seeking out and attempting to acquire. Allow yourself to play with your visualizations and experience that, just as I expressed previously. Allowing yourself to experience, to feel it, changes that energy, and it changes your magnet.
All right. You know, I was also quickly going to ask you, I just have very limited time left now. I was also quickly going to ask you, you know, with authority, I hold this strong belief in authority about how they dictate and control you and give you rules about everything. If I wanted to create what I want, but it's different from what the rules take, how do I effectively do that? Because I'm not open up to anybody, but I want me to create what I want, you know, within authority. Without necessarily having to do what authority will expect me to do.
By acknowledging that expression, not opposing it, but also allowing yourself to generate what you want. When you are not opposing that energy or those expressions, you deflect them. And that allows you the freedom to move in the direction that you want to move in.
Mm-hmm.
and that creates the lack of opposition returned to you.
Okay, that's very good. Thank you very much, Elias.
You are quite
welcome. Just quickly to ask you, you know, with regards to truth we just discussed, it seems like all the beliefs, you know, and it seems like for example, with regards to consideration or respect, it seems other people expect that as well. You know, even though I know that this is my truth, but it seems that other people expect you to also behave, you know.
Yes. And?
Like, it's as if that they are entitled to give you respect back, but you also said, well, if this is my truth, they don't have to do it.
Correct. But you will generate an automatic response to it, for it is your guideline. And therefore, being your guideline, you will generate an automatic expectation that other individuals will follow that also. This is the point of being aware of your truth, for in that, when you express that initial automatic response that you expect other individuals to follow that also, you can subsequently stop and remind yourself that other individuals' truths may be different, and they may not necessarily incorporate the same perception. And what that allows you to do is remove the personalizing.
Okay.
In that, it is not to say that you may not continue to want other individuals to follow your guidelines, but you will not